A new book about Nigeria opens with a quote by an ancient Roman philosopher. It says, "There is always something new out of Africa." And today we want to talk about a surprising new community in the African country of Nigeria. It's a group of Jewish Nigerians, and their very existence is startling to the book's author, William Miles. He's a professor of political science at Northeastern University here in Boston. He speaks one of Nigeria's major languages, and he's been visiting Africa for more than 30 years. But in all that time, he'd never heard of this growing Jewish community there. So with us to talk about his new book, Jews of Nigeria, An Afro-Judaic Odyssey, is William Miles. Professor Miles, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, Sasha.
So, Professor, you're an African scholar, but for people who aren't, I think we need a little lesson in Nigeria to put this Jewish community in context.
Right.
Because I take it that Jews are extremely rare in Africa, let alone in Nigeria. What's the religious breakdown of Nigeria and the overall religious landscape there?
Okay, so most people associate Nigeria with about half Muslim and almost 50%, a little under, for Christians, with the remainder being animist, but also many of those are also Christian-Muslim. There's a lot of hybridity in which people of one religion share elements of indigenous African religion, too.
And 162 million people roughly live in Nigeria. That makes it the most populous country in Africa. So how big or small is this community of Jews in Nigeria?
Well, Sasha, we're talking about thousands.
Which is small when you're talking about 160 million.
Well, how many thousands do we want to talk about? The definition of what is a Jew is a very complex one. It's complex in Israel, it's complex in the diaspora, and it's complex in the Nigerian diaspora as well. So depending on how rigorous a definition one wants to use, one is either in the lower thousands, or if you want to follow the more expansive Nigerian newspaper number, you can see figures up to 50,000. I'm actually more conservative, and I tend to stay with the smaller thousands in terms of a good number, although numbers are hard to come by.
And most of these Nigerian Jews are Igbo, which you write is an ethnic group mostly made up of Christians?
Right. So we talked about the religions in Nigeria. There are 250 what some people call tribes. I prefer to say ethnic groups. And the Igbos, or Igbos, are one of the big three.
And how did this breakaway, in a sense, Jewish group arise?
Through a history of colonialism and proselytization through Christian missionaries, most Igbos became Christian. Some of them, in the 1970s, 1980s, were proselytized from the United States, actually, by what in the American setting we often call Jews for Jesus, what in Nigeria they still call Messianic. Now, having practiced Messianic Judaism for many years, which is all of the customs and the practices of Judaism, Sabbath prayer on Saturdays, wearing of the talit, the prayer shawl, but they also believed in Jesus, which for normative Judaism, regular Judaism, just doesn't fit. And after some years of questioning, because Nigerians are really religious people and they take religion seriously and they go to bed thinking about it, okay? Some of them start to say, this doesn't compute. If we're supposed to believe in one God, then this theology of a son of God in addition to God doesn't make sense. And then the internet arose, and they were exposed for the first time to world global Judaism.
Well, and you call this group the world's first internet Jews. Does that mean through the web they got exposure to religions they had no access to before?
They had exposure to the Hebrew language, to how Jewish ritual is practiced throughout the world. The internet arrived in Nigeria at the same time that many of these Igbos were breaking away from Messianic Judaism, as they thought of it, and were able to learn and have this great access to whatever is out on the internet. And everything's out on the internet, including rabbinic Judaism.
You also write that this group lives, and these are your words, more Jewishly than most Jews do in America. What makes them more Jewish in their behavior and how they live?
Right. Well, most Jews in America were born into it. Didn't have much of a choice, And they practice in very varying degrees of religiosity and observance and worship. But the Jews of Nigeria, they have chosen not only to believe something which other Nigerians don't believe, but to live their lives in a Jewish way. They want to be, and they are, as authentic as they can be. So that whereas for even observant Jews, much of in the United States, much of it is confined to what they do in the home or on Saturday, on the Shabbat, there they try to live the entire day and the entire week by calling each other on the cell phone with shalom, with prayers throughout the day, with constant reminders of this special, for the Nigerian context, religion that they have chosen.
When you discovered this group, how did you feel?
Is it okay if I use a very technical political science term?
Let's try it out and see how it
okay.
is.
Okay. When I first read about a rabbi from America who had discovered them, I thought that he was, to use that technical term, mishugana. I thought he was crazy. It's a Yiddish term. That means nuts.
Sure.
Because how could it be? Particularly to somebody who's known Nigeria for decades, in the capital, no less, synagogues that I had never heard about.
You thought if they were there, I would know this.
I thought that if they were there, I would know this. And I didn't know them. And so it became a very humbling experience, first to admit my ignorance about a topic that really I would have been very interested in, and secondly, to accept the authenticity of it. Let me tell you something about my background, Sasha. Before deciding to become a professor, I tried the State Department for a bit, and I had a summer in Nigeria at an American consulate. And so I was very attuned to much of the skepticism that American diplomats have of what happens in Nigeria. And let's not forget the email scams.
Most of which seem to come from Nigeria.
And was also a product of the internet era. So when I first heard about Jews in Nigeria, or Nigerians claiming to be Jews, my first reaction was to be very skeptical.
Is there any lesson to be learned by the discovery that there's a group of Jewish Nigerians?
What changed me, Sasha, was praying in a Nigerian synagogue and looking around, seeing that I was the only white person there, that for them, I was the strange-looking one. And after spending all of Hanukkah 3 years ago, the first time that I went, and then returning for the first bar mitzvah of the Tikvat Israel congregation, I started to ask the question, what really is a Jew? Is it somebody who's been born into this tradition, and does that suffice? Or does it really require the kind of commitment and sacrifice which I witnessed among the Nigerian Jews, and that one does not see usually in the American context?
William Miles is a professor of political science at Northeastern University and is the author of Jews of Nigeria, an Afro-Judaic Odyssey. Bill, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you, Sasha.
If you go to hereandnow.org, you can see a picture of a Nigerian menorah. And for our listeners in Boston, a movie about this community is showing tomorrow at the Boston Jewish Film Festival. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.